¿De dónde proviene toda la maldad que ocurre en el mundo? ¿Los monstruos nacen o se hacen? ¿Hay algo que detone o prevenga esa maldad? Soy Jessica Borja y te invito a escuchar Los monstruos no viven bajo tu cama, un podcast presentado por el programa Sound Up que investiga el origen de la violencia en mi país, tomando como punto de partida tres casos paradigmáticos que estremecieron a México en los últimos años. Escúchalo gratis en Spotify.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's me. You expecting someone else? Everything okay? What's happening?
What?
Anna, what's going on?
It was locked. It was. I couldn't leave. I tried and I tried, but it wouldn't open. How do you get it open?
What do you mean, how? It wasn't locked. I just walked in.
I swear to you, it was locked.
Okay, okay.
I swear, baby.
Okay. It's all good. Nothing to worry about. I'm here now.
Oh my God, Diego. I don't know what to say. To be honest, I'm really scared. I've been hearing noises.
In this house? Of course you're going to hear noises. This house is old and in terrible shape.
No, those are not the noises I'm hearing, Diego. Listen to me. I'm hearing noises.
What are you hearing then?
A lot of strange stuff that...
When was the last time you ate? Have you slept? You look terrible. I'm sorry, but are you sick? You feel okay, Anna? I think I need to take you to a doctor. Who knows what you've caught in this house?
Shut up and listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something.
No, Anna. You listen to me. I'm not going anywhere, so anything you need to tell me can wait until tomorrow. You need to get some sleep, and so do I.
Okay.
The drive was longer than I wanted.
I think I might actually sleep tonight. Thank you for coming.
It's nothing. I'm glad I'm here.
Diego? Diego? Where are you, baby? Diego? Diego? Oh, yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's nothing. I just thought something had happened to you.
All good. Making us some breakfast. Okay. He seems stressed and paranoid lately. Tell me what's happening.
Paranoid?
Yeah, I'd say you're a little jumpy.
Okay, well, yeah. If you only knew what I've been hearing lately, it just feels like I need to calm down. Let me explain. It's going to sound crazy, okay? But it feels like there's someone else in this house.
Let's breathe. Okay? What have you been hearing?
Weird noises all the time.
We talked about that. Old houses make weird noises.
It's not just that.
What else have you heard?
You know what? Just forget it.
You can tell me anything. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Have you talked to the therapist?
Maybe. Just forget about her for a second, okay? How would you explain the cassettes?
What about the cassettes?
The tapes. How do you explain the random appearances of these tapes that my dad recorded? Only it turns out it's not random at all. Someone is leaving them for me to try to tell me something.
Isn't that why your father left them for you?
It's not just that, though. They keep showing in places that I already looked. It's like they... I'm telling you, it's not just random noises I'm hearing.
There is no one else here.
I'm also...
What?
I hear...
You can tell me, Anna. That's why I came.
I hear a voice. Come to me.
Did you mention this to your therapist?
What does it matter if I tell her or not? I'm telling you that there's a voice in the house that talks to me. What is the psychologist going to do about it?
Please, come back to the city with me. For a couple of days.
Diego, you're not listening. You're not even trying. Hear me. I've discovered things about my family that I never knew, and there's still so much left to learn. I'm not going to leave. I can't. But what?
This is just a thought. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have to say it. Is there any chance that you are just imagining all this? I don't know what your therapist has said to you, but we both know how much stress you've been under. And this has been such a trying time for you.
You know what? You need to leave.
What?
I said you need to leave.
Anna.
Leave.
Give me a chance to explain myself. I get you, and I...
And okay, well, if you really are here to help, you can start by believing me.
I believe you. I do. It's
no, it's not true. You think I'm making this up, but it's all true. And trust me, I know how insane this all sounds, but it's really happening, Diego, all of it.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry, then. I promise I won't say anything like that again. Give me a chance. I want to help you figure this out. But, Anna, you have to take care of yourself. At the very least, you have to eat and sleep. So, is that a yes?
Okay. I guess. I really could use some sleep.
Anna, I need you to promise me something.
Of course, Mom.
Whatever happens, you can never trust your father. Whatever he tells you is a lie.
What?
Anna, I mean it. Promise me. Please.
Okay, okay. I swear, Mom.
Whatever he tells you, no matter what it is, promise me.
Mom, I got it. Don't worry. I don't talk to him, and I have no interest in talking to him.
Promise me! Don't believe him! Any of it! Where did you go?
Mom, it's
Daniela.
Me. It's okay.
Where did you go?
Hey, it's Anna. Where's Daniela?
I haven't found Daniela.
Just a nightmare. Oh my god. Breathe, Anna. Hello?
Anna? Hi, how are you? Listen, I'm calling to ask if there's any way I can come by later. I was chatting with some people I know, and they mentioned buying a house. So I thought I'd come over and take some pictures. What do you think?
What? Who is this?
Sorry about that. It's Lourdes, your neighbor.
Oh.
So is that a yes?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Let me grab my camera and I'll be right over. Thanks, Anna.
Already? Damn, did she run over here?
Hello, Anna? May I come in?
I think you're already in.
I guess I am. Sorry, when you said I come over.
Yeah, it's okay, come in.
Thank you. So, how you been?
Hi.
I came to take the photos.
Yep.
If it's okay with you, I'll start over here.
Yeah, that's fine. Can I help?
No, I got it.
Yeah, the house is a disaster. I started cleaning, but I got overwhelmed and never got really...
Not at all. Please don't worry. I came over out of the blue. And I wanted to apologize for the last time we saw each other as well. I didn't handle the news of you selling this house well. And it's not my place. But I've grown to care for this house, and it caught me off guard. But the truth is that you should sell it. And I think this friend of mine will probably buy it.
Well, I'm not totally sure that I'm going to sell, but...
I'm sorry. I didn't realize how hard it would be for me to be in this room.
Why? Were you here much?
Yeah. It was your dad's favorite room. We would come into this room and drink a coffee and talk. We spent hours in this study just chatting away. And...
Tell me.
It was in this room that I found him.
He killed himself, right?
Yes.
Makes sense. He was troubled and unstable.
I wouldn't describe him that way. Also, the circumstances were very strange.
Strange how?
Well, when I found him, there was a rope around his neck. But there was nowhere for him to hang himself from. There are no beams in this room. I feel uncomfortable in this room. So much wind today.
Yeah, so much wind.
Well, I think I have everything I need. Thank you, Anna. Really.
Yeah, thank you.
I let you know what they say, but I really think they'll love it. Well, whatever you need, you already know you can call.
Hey.
Yes?
Did my dad ever mention Daniela?
Daniela? No. Doesn't sound familiar.
Are you sure?
Doesn't ring a bell. I should be going. Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Who was that?
That's Lourdes, the neighbor.
She seems nice.
She knows something.
I found some great stuff at the farmer's market. Gonna try a new recipe.
What kind of stuff?
And ruin the surprise? You are gonna have to wait.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be upstairs if you need me.
Okay. I'll let you know when it's ready.
Okay, wait a second. This wasn't here this morning. I know there wasn't one here. I made the bed. But this one has a W on it. I'm so confused. Wait, what? I didn't leave the player on the floor. I know that. Oh, well, maybe Diego moved it.
You had a twin sister named Daniela. Who died at the hands of your mother.
Wait, what?
The hands of your mother.
¿De dónde proviene toda la maldad que ocurre en el mundo? ¿Los monstruos nacen o se hacen? ¿Hay algo que detone o prevenga esa maldad? Soy Jessica Borja y te invito a escuchar Los monstruos no viven bajo tu cama, un podcast presentado por el programa Sound Up que investiga el origen de la violencia en mi país, tomando como punto de partida tres casos paradigmáticos que estremecieron a México en los últimos años. Escúchalo gratis en Spotify.